Here are the latest headlines from the Tornado Newsroom on KDDR.
I'm Jacob Just reporting. Law enforcement agencies across the state participated in the Click It or Ticket enforcement campaign from November 16th through the 29th to help save lives on North Dakota roads. A total of 1,696 citations were attributed to the overtime enforcement patrols. Of the citations, 570 were citations for failure to wear a seatbelt, and 19 were child restraint citations. Tickets for speeding totaled 587. The traffic stops also resulted in 81 other traffic citations, 32 uninsured motorists, 72 suspended or revoked license violations, 18 drug arrests, 13 citations for distracted driving, 14 warrants served, and 4 driving under the influence citations. Every 11 days, one unbelted seat occupant died in North Dakota in 2019. Seatbelts are the single most effective safety device to prevent death and injury in a motor vehicle crash. High visibility enforcement for traffic safety is one element of a collaborative effort to help meet the state's goal of zero motor vehicle fatalities and serious injuries on North Dakota roads. Learn more about traffic safety initiatives at newsdakota.com. North Dakota health officials say hospitalizations due to complications from the coronavirus took another sizable dip in the last day, dropping from 135 to 118 in the last day. The number of people receiving treatment has dropped steadily since rising to more than 300 for more than a week in mid-November. The state's hospital tracker shows there are 27 staffed intensive care unit beds and 392 staffed inpatient beds available throughout North Dakota. The update showed 279 positive COVID-19 tests in the last day for a total of 90,723 cases since the start of the pandemic. And a massive federal spending package approved by Congress this week to provide fresh coronavirus relief includes a provision to fund the proposed Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library in North Dakota. The $2.3 trillion spending package outlined in the terms of a land sale for the library in honor of the 26th U.S. President. Roosevelt ranched and hunted in what is now western North Dakota in the 1880s. The North Dakota legislature last year approved $50 million to operate the library, but specified it must be attached by $100 million in private money for construction. The Library Foundation said it had obtained those commitments in October. That is a look at local news. For news anytime, head to newsdakota.com. Have a Merry Christmas and a good weekend. I'm Jacob Just reporting.